This is a simple, relaxing file that will take you deep into hypnosis and then walk you through a series of relaxing sensory experiences that will take away all your stress and relaxation and leave you with pleasant memories of a long afternoon spent at a luxurious spa. All the sensations will, for the significantly hypnotically advanced, feel like the real thing and be completely and utterly enjoyable. So let's get started. All I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down. Now, or sit up, if you have no choice. It doesn't really matter because you're going to find that it's very easy to relax. Because you want to. After all, when you want to go into a hypnotic trance, all you need to do is get yourself very relaxed. So if you listen to me and do what I ask you to do, then you'll be able to go into a nice, deep, relaxing trance, and then we can have a lot of fun. So, I just want you to listen to my voice and let yourself go. What I mean is, let yourself relax in such a way that you just fade out. And to do this, which obviously you're having trouble with if you've been listening to this file, all you need to do is follow some very simple instructions. The first one has to do with breathing. See, as you listen to somebody try to hypnotize you or succeed, your body becomes more relaxed because it knows that that's what you consciously and subconsciously expect hypnosis to feel like. One thing a lot of people forget is their breathing. But if you pay attention to your breathing while you listen to a hypnotist, then all your cares and worries start to flow out of your body. So as I speak, just listen to your own breathing, in and out. And as you listen to me, realize that it's becoming deeper and deeper. Easier and easier to let go of your breathing and just relax. It's very important that you relax because you must want to be hypnotized if you're listening to me. And if you want to be hypnotized, then you must want to listen to me. So it's important that you focus on everything I say. So all I want you to do right now is listen to my voice. See, in hypnosis, there are lots of different levels. There's the uppermost level where you're just lightly drifting down and things start to seem more and more easy to just listen to. At this level, it becomes difficult to move of your own volition because, well, it just feels so good to stay still. And then there's the second level, which you can reach very easily indeed by little exercises that help you go down. Now, as you listen to my voice, you may feel like you want to close your eyes and relax. If so, feel free. I'm going to explain a little bit about hypnosis and about what we're going to do now. And as you listen to me, you may have already found that it's very easy to let yourself go. Very easy to fade into my voice and let your mind and body just do what they really want to do. And since what you really want to do is become hypnotized, your subconscious mind will, if you give it a chance, make that happen. So now, just focus on your body for a moment, on the idea of relaxation itself. Now, when you relax normally, your body feels heavy and easy and warm, and it becomes not difficult to move, but unattractive to move. That's the thing. Lots of people think that very deeply hypnotized people can't move, unless instructed. Well, of course they can move, but hypnotism is a state where you've reached such a deep level of uttermost relaxation that moving just isn't a very good idea. Because moving will take you further away from the wonderfully enjoyable, pleasurable things that hypnosis can do for you. Understanding this, as you listen to my voice, you may find that if you think about moving your arms or legs, or even try to struggle to do so, your subconscious cuts in and lets you know that it's really a better idea to just let them be. You may find it's easier to ignore any thoughts that tell you you should move. And if you try to think such thoughts, you're just going to feel as if you've relaxed deeper, I think. You may find that thinking about moving your legs or your feet like you are right now moves them, not much at all. It makes them twitch a little and then fall flat, because the second you try to move, it becomes that much harder. And any attempt to resist causes your feet or your legs to just become that much heavier and warmer and more relaxed. So now what we're going to do is this. I would like you to just listen to me as I explain a very simple exercise we can go through to help you go down to the moderate level of trance, where everything that I say sinks very deeply into your head, very deeply into your mind, and helps you to relax. Now to do this, all you need to do is, if your eyes have been closed, open them. This may be very difficult. They may be very heavy by now, but you'll find that you can, I think. Go ahead and open them, and even if they droop or blink a lot, just go ahead and look straight ahead when you open them. Find a spot on the wall, an object in the room, the ceiling, anything. Just find it and fixate on it for me. Just stare at it. Go ahead and blink. Let your eyes close, but don't let them close completely. Just keep them open when you can. Now take 3 deep breaths with me. I'll breathe 2. In, and then out. Letting everything flow with that. In, and then out. Good. In a last time, and then out. Close the eyes on the 3rd breath now. Sleep. Good. Now, as I count down, I'm going to count down from 100. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers and close your eyes on the even numbers. And what's going to happen is, as you listen, you may find that your mind just gets tired. Because that's all hypnosis is about. Relaxing, confusing, and tiring out the conscious mind until the subconscious mind can help you do what you really want to do. So, now, with your eyes closed, I'm going to count down. Open your eyes slowly. They may be very heavy, and you may find that it's hard to keep them open, but that's okay. Open them nice and slow. You're feeling so relaxed, aren't you? Your body just completely warm. Any thought about moving causes you only to think about how much better it feels to stay still. And that thought comes straight from the subconscious and overrides everything else. Now, I'm going to count down from 100, and as we count, whenever I say a number, if it's an even number, I want you to close those eyes, and if it's an odd number, I want you to open them. Now, closing on even, opening on odd, good. Now 100, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. 99, open them, take another deep breath, and 98, eyes closed. Very good. Just imagine you're releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the air from your lungs. 97. Find it's getting more difficult. Even thinking about opening your eyes may be more and more difficult now. 96. Eyes closed. Good. Just find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper as you forget whether your eyes should be open or closed. 95. Easy to forget. 94, difficult to remember whether they should be closed. And as soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can relax even deeper. 93, good. 92, deeper and deeper relaxed. It's so easy to respond to my voice as I say 91, 90, and your eyes just want to stay closed now. 88, 86, deeper and deeper, easy to forget, difficult to remember. 84, 82, whether they should be open or closed. 79, 75, 74. The numbers are skipping away so quickly now that you just find yourself wanting to go deeper as your eyes want to stay closed. And every time you forget to remember, or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you just go deeper and deeper, or deeper and deeper. 60, 50, eyes closed and going deeper, forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 40, 30, feeling good, responding to my voice, relaxing hypnosis, deeper and deeper. Now, I'm going to just continue deepening. and you feel you go 10 times deeper, and then deeper and deeper still, because 20, we're getting so low and deep now, feels so good. 10, your body relaxing, and now you're at that moderate state where anything I say will simply be accepted as a perfect, relaxing hypnotic trance. Here, it's very easy to remember what this trance is like. It's so easy to imagine your peaceful place, a place inside you that's utterly and completely relaxing. Everyone has that place inside them, where their subconscious hears what their subconscious needs to hear, ignoring what only their conscious mind needs to think about. And as you imagine that peaceful place where everything I say gets taken deeply inside you, you may find that you can also imagine getting sleepy, with your eyelids heavy, droopy, drowsy. In fact, your eyelids may feel so heavy that even if you try to open them, you find they just want to stay shut. And when you think about them staying shut, you go much deeper. Double the hypnosis or triple the trance. Very good. Deeper and deeper into the realm of hypnotic sleep or profound hypnosis. And it feels so good to let yourself go into that state. Yes, that state where time has no meaning and where everything I say becomes a simple reality. Now allow your mind's eye to wander and then focus on what I say. Imagine yourself, naked but unashamed, being slowly led through a public place, hand in hand with a feminine figure in front of you, walking you slowly into a large spa, taking you to the first room, in a long hallway with 5 individual rooms. Imagine being walked into the first and seeing in front of you a warm, luxurious hot tub, being led to the side, nude and completely relaxed. Now imagine that all the cares and worries of today and every other day, everything that stresses you out or makes you unable to rest comfortably, imagine that it's here with you, in the room, on your skin. Visualize it, all your stress, just sitting on your body. You can feel how it weighs you down, but it's okay, because as you're led to the edge of the tub, you dip one foot in. You realize that time is slipping away. As your foot becomes immersed in the water, you feel everything slip away except for utter and complete relaxation. And it feels so good to relax. You feel yourself slip away. As your foot goes in, all the cares and worries that were clinging to your body, they drift. Then your other foot stepping into warm, relaxing, soothing water. As you step into the tub and sit down, you feel every inch of your skin, all the way up to your neck now, that is immersed in the water. You feel completely washed clean of all the stress of the day. And as you relax, steam rising up your body, relaxing, feels like warm, easy jets of hot water just running over your body, making you feel cleansed and relaxed. Every bit of tension in your muscles vanishing as you lay there, utterly relaxed. Feel yourself, body and mind, relaxed. Lay there. And as I speak, you may find you're losing track of time. When we're done this trance, you may remember the hours and hours you're spending right now, lounging in the hot tub. And when you wake up at the end of this, it'll feel like it did take hours, hours of nothing but soothing, contemplative relaxation. And then you feel yourself being slowly guided out of the tub and back into that long hallway. Warm, fluffy towels are being laid around your body, drying you off from head to toe. It feels so relaxing. As you're led into the hall, and led down to the second room, feel yourself completely dry and content, a dazed look on your face as you're led to the next room, led in and laid out on the table, face down. feels good to lay there, and you don't feel self-conscious at all, because all of your stresses and worries were left behind in that tub. Now all you can think about is how good whatever comes next is going to feel. Now feel soft hands moving on your shoulders, pressing firmly but gently, firmly but in such a way as not to hurt. It just feels like you're feeling good and relaxed as gentle hands knead your shoulders, rub your back, taking all your stress out in a gentle massage. And as I count, every number is another little pressure point on your back being pushed, to push more and more stress out of your body. With every number I count, down from 10 to 1, more stress leaves your body until at the number 1, you're just a completely content mass, unable to resist, only able to enjoy. For days, for hours, you don't know, you lose track of time as I count. 10, relaxing more and more. 9, increasingly relaxed. 8, feel that tension leaving as your back is massaged. 7, your lower back. 6, your shoulders. 5, your neck, all the tension leaving. 4, the center of your back. 3, feels so good. 2, breathing deep. 1, gently sitting up on the table, feeling so wobbly and drowsy and relaxed. Every inch of your body utterly relaxed. Now feel as you're led out and led to the third room. And the person leading you along explains simply, in this room we're really going to suck all the cares and worries out of you. It's going to be a while before you can get them back. Then you're led to the room, which is a plain white room, and inside in the center there's an upright glass chamber, and you're led slowly inside, led to that pod, and just let in. You can see that there's some dim, relaxing mist floating in there. As you're let in, you think it's a steam room. As in the little glass room, you get sat down on a wooden bench and told to lay back against a cushion. Doors closed. You see your companion walk out the door, and you begin to hear a faint whirring. You can hear it now, and everything starts to feel warm. Your thoughts start to feel fuzzy as you realize that you're so content and it's so easy to just sit there. You breathe deep, steam covering your body, relaxing you. And as you breathe in, you feel more and more of your impulses, your urges just fade away. All you want to do is relax and listen. And the more you relax and listen, the better you feel. As you fade into relaxing and listening, the chamber just becomes so relaxing. And any time now that you try to think of something that bothers you, something that stresses you out, the chamber just sucks that thought out of your head, so that you're laying there staring ahead with a big grin on your face, because you can't think of anything that worries you. A spa for the mind. And here's what's going to happen. In a few moments, you're going to have to wake up, but when you do, it's going to feel like you've spent hours in this chamber, being conditioned not to worry about anything at all. And when you wake up, you're going to feel and remember being here for hours, maybe days, just sitting, relaxing, relaxed. Every thought of anything stressful, anything that would stress you out, being sucked out of your head. So when I wake you up, you're not going to be able to worry. You're going to feel content, like the afterglow of an orgasm, or the time right after you wake up when you just can't worry, or the time right before you go to sleep when you're fading away. For the next hour or so after I wake you up, you're not going to be able to worry. But that's not all. It wouldn't be right to take you this far down and then not reward you for listening. For listening and letting yourself sink away so nicely. So now it's time we led you into those last two rooms and gave you some nice, enjoyable quality time with your own body. Now your mind has been made so hazy and relaxed, especially by the hours of just sitting in that chamber, just fading away, just becoming relaxed and content. And now that all your worries, inhibitions, and thoughts have faded away, nothing can get in the way of you experiencing the most pleasure possible to help you fade into this relaxation that we're trying to help you have. So all you need to do is relax as you're led by the hand out of that enjoyable little chamber that's melted your mind into a spaced out, hazy, smiling fugue of nothingness. Feel your hand being gently clasped. You may feel it rise up in front of you a little as you're led on, but then fall back down as you realize that even though you can stand up, your legs feel like they're not even there. You're just floating along. And you've got a big smile on your face. Feel it there? The corners of your mouth turning up. Smiling, you're the happiest you can remember being because there's nothing to get in the way of pure, relaxing contentment. And as that feeling of contentment flows through you, you're led to the next room and the door is opened. You can't see much inside, it's dim and warm and hazy. And as you're led inside, you start to feel warm. You breathe in, and even though you can't quite identify the scent, you realize it's very pleasant. You feel yourself slowly shifting from being completely relaxed to a different feeling. And now, as you're being led away after realizing just how relaxed and content you are, you may be starting to feel that your body feels different. We normally have all sorts of hang-ups about our bodies. When we can do things that feel good, when we have to worry about the day-to-day needs of ourselves. But in this place, you can relax wholly into enjoying your body, because all your inhibitions and thoughts have been swept away. All that's left is your blank, malleable mind, and your needy, enjoyable urges slowly coming manifest. As you realize that you're becoming aroused, just being in this room, as you're guided slowly to a chair, slowly to a simple wooden chair in the middle of the room, you can feel everything fading away except for a growing sense of arousal. The reason is that nothing's getting in the way of your awareness of your body. And you, as you sit, you realize that all that's going to happen here is you're going to be made very aware of your body. And the more aware you are, the more sensitive you're going to become. You can feel it even now, your skin slowly becoming warmer. As you feel gentle hands stroking you, but it's not like it was before. The hands are fixating on your sexual organs, rubbing, stroking. You can feel a gentle tongue running over your whole body, and your contented, relaxed, smiling mind just has you staring straight ahead as the pleasure starts to overtake you. Because now that all your worries and cares have been wiped away, every inch of your body, every inch of your skin is hypersensitive, and the feeling is driving you wild as you feel those gentle hands rub, stroke, make you fall into that. You can't think, and you can't resist, simply because we both know you don't want to now. It feels so good, and if you relax deeper, then you get to feel even better. So as you ease into that sensation, let your mind go. Let your body go. Let your body become aroused. You can feel yourself becoming hornier than you've ever been, because there is nothing to get in the way of that arousal. You can feel your mind becoming hazy, fogged with the sheer desire for whatever comes next. And then you feel it, a dull, throbbing need. You need to get off. You need release, climax. You need it in a passionate, irresistible kind of way, because now your body feels so good. You're so completely relaxed now that every inch of your body is hypersensitive. Any slight touch to your sexual organs is enough to make you come or get you there almost. One stroke, one rub, one gentle caress, even as the hands are doing now, is enough to drive you wild with spasms of pleasure. It's so sensitive that you can't even bear to touch it yourself. Yet those gentle, strong hands are touching you, making you more and more aroused. And slowly, you feel your hand being taken, and even the skin of your palm is embracingly, wonderfully sexual. As you're lifted from the chair and led toward the door, every step on the floor, every step your foot takes, one foot after the other, is unbearably arousing, because even the skin on the bottom of your feet is so incredibly horny, so incredibly warm and sensitive. The air is touching parts of your naked body as you're led out of the warm room into the cool hall, but you don't shiver, except with arousal and pleasure. As the feeling of needy arousal overtakes you, because even the touch of the air is practically orgasmic. Now you're being led toward the final room, getting hornier and hornier because you know what's going to come next. You're led gently and slowly to that door, led inside. And all you can see in there is steam, a warm mist. And the door closes behind you, leaving you alone with your own body, which is becoming more and more insistent. The desire to come, the desire to pleasure yourself. You can feel it, can't you? Rising, getting stronger. You feel the mist play over your body, and it's warm. Warm, enticing. You feel your eyes go drowsier and more slack. You feel your mouth open a little. You feel yourself begin, without even thinking, to drool as your hands stray toward your crotch and you prepare to start pleasuring yourself. I'm going to count to 10, and when I reach 10, you're going to wake up, but you're still going to be there in your mind in the spa, and all you're going to be able to do is pleasure yourself. Pleasure yourself with at least one hand, without ceasing, because your body is going to be completely relaxed. Your mind's going to be completely relaxed. You'll be able to think of nothing except getting off. And every light touch is going to take away more of your stress. Every stroke, every rub, every bit of you that comes closer to climax will take you further from thinking until you finally get to come, which may take quite a while as you enjoy your newly sensitive body. When I count to 10, you're instantly going to be able to touch yourself, but you're also going to be compelled to touch yourself unceasingly, orgasmically, and every stroke will drive you wild. You'll open your mouth and drool with need. Your eyes will be half-lidded with desire. Your body will heave and sweat with the sheer, wonderful feeling of touching yourself. It'll be like no time you've done so ever before. It'll be better than any sex you've ever had as your body becomes completely yours, releases the secret of simply letting go of everything except the pleasure. And when I count to 10, you'll be completely engulfed in that pleasure, completely aroused, unable to fight it until you come. When you do come, the orgasm will be the kind of orgasm you'd have if you were in the spa, completely uninhibited. You'll return to normal after you come, but you're going to come so hard that you won't be able to worry about anything, or think about anything strange, or think about anything that bothers you for at least a few hours afterward. You'll be completely relaxed, a drooling, hypnotically brain-melted, utterly stress-free you. And it'll feel so good, beginning to count as you slowly wake, waking toward the horizon being your need to pleasure yourself, your driving, irresistible need to do so immediately and not stop until you come, with every brush of your body being an orgasmic, completely new, completely wonderful thing. One, slowly waking. Two, little more. Three, four, slowly more and more awake. Five, six, but your body feels just as sensitive. 7, 8, more and more awake, 9, needing to touch yourself, 10. Enjoy yourself, sweetheart. Let me know how it goes. Mwah.